You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Terry Whipple, the Executive Director of the Juneau County Economic Development Corporation, and Eva Marie Woywood. She's the mother of a former student at the iLead Entrepreneurial Academy, and they're both here today to talk a little bit about her son Kyle's story. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
So, Eva, if you could get us started, why don't you tell us a little bit about Kyle?
Kyle is my 19-year-old son who started with iLead Charter School from day one. He's an extremely gifted young man. He's a blues musician. He's never been taught. He's a self-taught musician. Can't read music. And right now he's in Memphis trying to make it big in the blues industry.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about what he got out of the iLead Academy and how his experiences there guided him towards where he's at now?
Okay. Well, he entered iLead a very shy kid,
sure.
Kind of a quirky kid, where he didn't fit into middle school. He's exceptionally brilliant and exceptionally gifted. And so middle school for him was torture, to tell you the truth. He was failing classes. So it was quite devastating to us that here he is failing when you know how just brilliant he is. So going into iLead, he was extremely shy. iLead really pushed him to bring out who he is as a human being. And bring out all those ideas and gifts and take hold of them and embrace them and use it as a catapult for the rest of his life.
You know, and that's so perfect because that was one of the visions of iLead, is to take these kids that do have some brilliance, but they're not fitting in. You know, the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates of the world, the Einsteins. And I think Kyle was fit perfectly in that mold. And once he, you know, found what he had a passion for, and he found that iLead could work all the curriculum that he needs in math and science and entrepreneurial, you know, exploration into his projects, he just flourished.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was at first difficult because he went from a very structured environment to a project-based environment. So that was a little bit of a, it took a little bit to get used to that, but once he did, all the ideas that he had in his head, you know, all those little inventions he had at home, you know, building things and blowing up things, he could then take to iLead and actually do something with them.
Absolutely. And he's working right now on growing his own company, right? Hobocraft? Can you
talk
a bit about
he's
that?
He's actually his own brand as a blues musician.
Yeah.
So he's doing his own marketing. He's doing it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Hobocraft was one of his first businesses, I believe.
Yeah.
And what he did, since he loved music and he had to find a project, he started to study what instruments that they made back in the Depression era with very little dollars. So he got a bunch of cigar boxes and built his own guitar with cigar boxes and started a business called Hobocraft.
Terry was one of his first customers.
I was one of his first customers. And the neat thing is, the teachers made him work into, the product, the history of it. And so you'll find, like on mine, it has a little tag on it, but it tells the history of the cigar box guitar. And, of course, he also had to learn the science of sound and the math of putting together and constructing a strong enough cigar box. So you'd be amazed at how much you have to learn in all the sciences just to do something that's in your passion. But it made it much more enjoyable for Kyle.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like iLead really led him to kind of the best possible outcome for him. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He would not be in Memphis right now on his own doing what he's doing.
For sure.
Yeah, and I think he's better prepared because just as important as the academic part of iLead, we work into work into the student, the character traits that make people successful. And so Kyle has gone through 4 years of learning grit and determination, curiosity, self-control, gratitude, optimism. And see, those are the things that I think employers are really looking for. Somebody that really is based you know, with the ability to learn themselves and the character traits that make them self-starters, and they become very valuable. And they also have the opportunity just to run their own business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's really great to hear about the actual direct impact this school has had on his life, and I'll definitely be following his career with interest moving forward. So thank you both for joining me today.
KyleRobertsBlues.com.
KyleRobertsBlues.com, absolutely. Great. Well, thanks to both of you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at WISPBusiness.com.